pronunciations of that word, mm-hmm. is it differs.
But C-O-O-P is coop.
Like a chicken coop.
Coop.
And if you had a woman who, a married woman whose name was Cooper, you would call her?
Mrs. Cooper.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever have a name for, say, a kind of preacher, maybe he's not attached to any church and not really trained, doesn't have a regular pulpit, just kind of travels around?
Circuit rider. Mm-hmm.
Was there anything else that people ever call him, especially if he wasn't a very good preacher?
I know what that is. I know there's a circuit rider, and
you ever call a jackleg preacher?
No, never heard of jackleg preacher.
Have you ever
heard of jacklegs and different things?
Well, what does that usually apply to? Have you ever heard maybe to a carpenter or something like that?
Jackleg carpenter or jackleg plumber. I mean, it was kind of a form of derision. They didn't think they were much good, you know.
Not very good at his trade.
Mm-hmm. Didn't know the business.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
Mm-hmm. And in the Bible, remember the name of the wife of Abraham?
Oh, Rachel.
Mm-hmm. And there's a girl's name. Begins with S. Sally's a nickname for it. You remember?
Sarah.
And let's see. You remember the commander of the Confederate armies during the Civil War? He was
Lee.
And he was what rank? He was
a general.
And let's see. A man who's in charge of a ship. What rank is he usually?
Oh, he's a captain.
You ever hear that used by blacks? Is the term addressed to whites? Is that still used very much?
What was it?
The word captain. The blacks ever use that? Colored people ever use that as a term?
Oh, yeah, they use that for white men, for their bosses and all. They call them captain, just trying to show them an honor and a way, you know, respect.
It's not a term of respect.
Mm-hmm, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. And a woman who appears in plays or movies, she would be an
actress.
And our nationality, anybody born in the USA is a what we'd say?
American.
Yeah. And let's see. Now what's the usual term that people use for somebody of our race? Now what would you usually say? I'm a
white.
And let's see. What about, say, someone who lives in the country and doesn't know anything about city ways and comes into town? Any kind of
the country bumpkin.
Country bumpkin. The other kind of joking terms.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, so. Did you hear people use?
I think some of them still use it. You hear them say once in a while that somebody's a country bumpkin.
What if he comes, say, down from the hills? You know. Hill country down.
Hillbilly.
And what if he comes maybe from old down in Piney Wood country? Any special name for him then?
Is that a redneck?
Probably so. And what about for poor whites maybe that just kind of no count? Any special name for them?
They used to say white trash, but I don't know what they might be darkest too, you know, so you wouldn't know which it was.
Do you know any terms that colored people might have had to say for that kind of people, say for white people that kind of no account? Would they use the same word or would they have?
Oh, I imagine they would. They just.
And let's say, if it's not quite midnight and somebody asks you what time it is, you say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's
almost.
And say you slip and catch yourself,